UH Art History Professor Paul Levy says this exhibit, 4,000 Years of Southeast Asian Art, features choice pieces from one of the best collections in the U.S.
The Academy is blessed with a really extensive collection of Southeast Asian art, particularly from Thailand and Cambodia, which is what this exhibit's focusing on.
Generous vase shapes sport bold, painted, and incised designs. UH Anthropology Professor Miriam Stark says she's impressed by the earthenware in the Banchang part of the show.
Some of the pots that we see here would have been used for cooking or for storing fermented fish paste or for cooking rice and that kind of thing.
They're quite refined. Okay, let's see, when are these? 2000 BC?
Could be.
Hawaii has a pivotal connection with the area because of groundbreaking work done in Thailand by UH archaeologist Wilhelm Solheim. In an area often overshadowed by China and India, his work helped preserve remains of indigenous cultures.
And it was so deep in time that we can't really tell you what the ethnicity was of the people who lived there.
Some of the looping designs look Polynesian, and Stark says there could be linkages via what was a maritime Silk Road.
Southeast Asia was always a crossroads, and people were constantly on the move. The South China Sea, particularly, was like a giant highway for people.
It seems to really have had an upswing late centuries BCE, early centuries CE, precisely at the time that these sort of urban centers are beginning to emerge, and really precisely at the time that we see the real strong interest in these local people and polities in ideas from India, which they were consciously selecting, probably primarily as status objects and ideas, but also perhaps the appeal of political and religious ideas that enabled people to make grander claims to power at the same time as they were able to tap into greater sort of resource base.
Goods and narratives transforming the civilization.
In some sense, the idea of a civilization is just an expansion of the notion of a shared aesthetic and a shared set of ideals. Some ideals have to do with statecraft, and some ideas have to do with religion, and some ideas have to do with power. And that's the core of what becomes a civilization.
Where would culture fit into that?
Culture infuses everything. It's how people walk and what they eat and how they eat it and what they sing and why they sing and when and how they celebrate births and rites of passage.
Peruse these objects and muse at our culture, our changes. For example, away from fireworks after this year.
This is a very important piece in this collection, very important piece.
At the entrance to the Sukhothai section, the foundation of Thailand today, Levy points to a figure of the Buddha. Its very modesty speaks of tremendous change from Hinduism and Mahayana Buddhism to the more monastic Buddhism of Southeast Asia today. You have to imagine these objects in life.
We think of them as sculptures and pieces of art, but they were really repositories for the gods. There would be flower garlands on them, there would be incense, and people would be making offerings to them.
You can see remnants of paint and lacquer. Many of them would have, in fact, have been clothed. Gold jewelry would have been affixed to the ears, necklaces, bracelets.
And there are flowers and there's candles. People are doing prayers. If you saw these jars, they'd be underneath someone's house and they'd be reeking of fish sauce, probably, prahok. It's wonderful we have the opportunity to see them in a museum.
See the ancient origins of those vibrant Thai and Cambodian cuisines. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.